If you're ready to say goodbye to being a boss babe or hustling 24/7, welcome to Life in Business. This is the podcast for women just like you who want an easy and effective way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance, not growing a million-pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, award-winning business coach and Amazon best-selling author, known as the Queen of Easy Business because of my sensible and easy-to-implement ways to earn more by doing less. In Life in Business, I share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love the most without working 14 hours a day. Get ready to make your dreams a reality. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here. Welcome to another episode of Life in Business. I am genuinely honoured that you're here. I appreciate it very much, and I never take your listening for granted, if that's the word, but I never take it for granted. I'm very much appreciative. So I just wanted to say that and say hi, see how you're doing. Today, I'm going to talk to you about focus. Ooh, what was that? Was it John Fashanu, the ex-footballer? And I think he presented Gladiators and focus. I think he was on I'm a Celebrity or something. If you're British, you'll understand some of those references. If you're not, then sorry. But if you do understand, I'm sure that made you chuckle. But focus. So focus, it's your best friend in business for sure. And today I'm going to tell you why. It's no kind of like, oh, I don't know. I mean, everybody knows you need focus, right? But knowing you need focus and then actually having focus or understanding how to get focus or how, you know, how to focus on being focused are two completely different things, or yeah, several completely different things. So my goal as ever is to break it down for you, make it simpler for you, make it easier for you to understand, and far easier for you to implement, because that's the really important thing. It's all well and good you listening to me say things, but if you don't actually ever go out and make any changes, nothing's going to change, okay? And we want change because we want a simpler, easier, more effective, more profitable life for you, do we not? Yes, we do. I am glad we are agreed on that. So let me ask you, are you doing the do but not really getting anywhere in your business? I mean, we all have days like that, but I mean, generally, overall, is that kind of the theme of your business? Do you find that you're not earning enough, but you're working too hard? All of these things can be resolved to a certain extent by focusing, right, on the things that matter. So I think it's time to go back to basics. So we are talking about focus today. Now, last week's podcast episode, so episode number 33, I shared all about my ADHD and autism, neurodiversity in general, and how this can affect you in business. Go back and have a listen if you haven't already listened. And if you have already listened, oh my God, thank you so much for coming back. I was worried, but thank you. But when you, you know, your brain is like that, then focusing can sometimes be really tough, right? And so the ability to focus and understanding the importance of focus and being able to do it is doubly kind of important, right? Because who doesn't love a good rabbit hole? So what's the point, right, of focusing? That's kind of the first thing that I want to talk to you about. Being in business is hard, right? There's no two ways about that. It's far easier to have a job where you get paid regularly. Somebody else worries about half the stuff that you're worrying about now. You get paid holiday, you get paid sick leave, whatever. Some days you can just sit at your desk and not really do anything and it doesn't matter. Being in business is not like that. Being in business requires a certain amount of focus, of chutzpah, of oomph, of determination, of grit, of dexterity, of determination. Did I say that one already? All of these things. Okay. It's not the easy option, but it allows for so much freedom, flexibility, flamboyance, and that being employed doesn't. So there's lots of reasons that we do it, right?
And that's my first question to you. Kind of, what's the point of you being in business? As in, why are you doing it? Why are you in business? This is not about, you know, to serve clients or to make the world a better place. I mean, all that, fine, whatever, very noble. But actually, you're in business because of what you want. And that is the most important thing, because if you're not doing what you want to do, it doesn't matter how many people you help, your heart's not going to be in it. So I don't mind kind of saying it like that. I'm quite comfortable with saying like it like that. This is your life, so you have to be at the epicenter, right? So when I say to you, why are you doing it? Why are you in business? Then what would you say? What's your answer? And please don't say to serve more people, because that's not kind of deep enough. Yeah. What made you start in the first place? You know, what did you want to achieve? I started my business sort of out of necessity, I guess. And I know I've shared this journey before in my book and in the very first episode of this podcast. But I was very successful in my career, but became utterly miserable, and two worlds collided. I was a commercial person in a public sector world, and it all went horribly wrong. And I got screwed over, and so I left. And I said to some people when I'd left, or while I was on, you know, garden leave or whatever I was on, sick leave, I forget now, but whilst the severance package was being negotiated, I said to a few people who I met through networking, do you reckon I can make some money teaching people how to use social media? And they said, yeah, sure. And I'm like, oh, brilliant. And so that's how my business began. So it was not started because I was particularly passionate about what I was doing. Not then. I always liked working with people and saying things that made people's lives eyes light up, and you know, those kind of light bulbs moments. I've always got a real kind of dopamine kick out of those things. But the actual reason I started a business was because I was utterly bloody miserable in my job, and you know, burnout and all that stuff now as I look back. So what I wanted to achieve was to have a healthier work-life balance. You know, it's really cliche, but it's true. I wanted to be in control of my own destiny. I wanted to be able to make my own choices. I wanted to know that if I put blood, sweat and tears into something, I would reap all the rewards. And, you know, rather than putting blood, sweat and tears into something and then someone being told, oh, no, Sammy, your figures don't match my figures. You're not getting your massive bonus. All right, you know. Up yours then. So that was kind of why I wanted to do it. It was a control thing, I guess, partly for me. And, you know, and that's okay. That's as good a reason, absolutely as good and as valid a reason as any to start a business. I kind of started it through anger and wanted to prove a point. But I mean, it's a long time ago now. I'm much older, much wiser, and have been on a really long journey with my business. But I would say certainly, that was absolutely my motivation. So for you, what else really matters? Kind of what matters most to you in your business? What is it that matters most? And again, you know, the temptation is to say, to get whatever transformation from my clients. And yes, that's a kind of, it's almost a sidestep, right? This is about you, and this is about what you really kind of want, because nobody should be in business unless they want to get results for their clients. That's kind of just a given, right? Nobody would say, oh, I'm going into business to offer a really shit service and make people miserable. Nobody would say that, okay? So it's thinking, you know, peeling back all those layers and just you being absolutely honest with what matters the most to you. Now, to me, I really like the fact that I can condense a working day into just a few hours, and I have the freedom and flexibility to take the cat to the vet, who's sitting glaring at me at the minute because she peed on the bedroom carpet. She's 18 years old and she has never done that before in her life, so we're just glaring at each other now. But the freedom and flexibility to be able to kind of deal with stuff like that and take her to the vets when she needs to go to the vets, right? I've never tired of that. In nearly 12 years, I've never tired of the thrill of being able to just go and do stuff. It's mundane, but it's, yeah, you know, it's normal. It's normal life stuff. And that to me is still one of the reasons I love having my own business, just this kind of flexibility that's there. So what is it for you? What matters most for you? And actually, something that might be helpful for you as something more visual that might help you with this is if you go to my website, if you go to libbylangley.com/resources, you'll find a freebie that is a little video, I think it's about 15 minutes long, with a, a question sheet. I can't remember, my mind's gone blank, that will help you kind of answer all these questions. So go and download that, and then you can do that in your own time if you want something visual to help you with this. So then I'll ask you another question. What do you want from life, and what do you want from your business? So what's life like for you in a year? Where do you want it to look? How do you want it to be? 10 years? If you plan that far ahead, I don't know. That's the whole, I think that's an ADHD thing. Just, I don't know, 10 years is like forever away. So I don't tend to plan that far ahead, but maybe a year is okay. So whatever sits comfortably for you, because where you are today is where you are today. That's it. That's the end of it. It's not where you were yesterday. It's not where you'll be tomorrow. Okay, so today is always just a kind of snapshot, a snippet in time, moment in time, right? So what do you want your life to look like? Yeah, and that can help you focus, because we're talking about focus here. That can help you focus on what it is that you kind of want and need, and what then is kind of the good stuff and the bad stuff. Yeah. Okay. So when you think, what do you want your life to be like in a year's time? Is it the same as now, but slightly better? Is it wildly different, so you need to do something radical? Or is it, you know, you want to be in a job. You don't want to be doing this anymore. All of those are absolutely fine, right? It just enables you to focus on what matters. So bringing that kind of down a bit more to rather than life as a whole or business as a whole, what do you want your day to look like? What do you want your day-to-day work life to be like? And how far are you from that now? Yeah. So if you want your dream, I talk about this a lot with my clients. So a lot of my clients will come to me and say that they want to, their ultimate goal is to work a day less a week so that they can, I don't know, go for walks, go skiing, take time off with their kids, walk the dog more often, whatever it is. So what is it that you want to do? And then when my clients say that to me, we kind of look at where they are now, what they're doing now, and pick it apart from there, because you've got to have a starting point in order to have an end point, yeah? Or a point one, point A to get to point B. And if you work back from that, so what do you want your day to look like? What do you want your life to look like in a year's time? Then you can kind of see what needs to change. And there'll be some stuff that you think, oh, this is not right. This does not fit. And so you can immediately just kind of put plans in place to change that, right? To either get rid of it or to do it differently. And part of that might be to do with your clients. Now, I know we all love all our clients, but do we? I've worked with some bite bastards over the years. Not many, but I have. Some, you know, just a couple of really just horrible people that I should have known. Oh, red flags, you know, I should have listened to them at the start. But hindsight is a wonderful thing, and kind of longevity in business is a wonderful thing, right? I can say all that now. But who are your dream clients? How do you want to work with them? You know, I've been down so many different avenues with my business, and, you know, we're always being told that group programs are the way to scale and the way to make more money. But I don't like doing it. And I like working one-to-one with people. I like working with fewer clients, but really kind of helping them under the skin and helping shape their business in a way that really matters to them. And I can't do that in a group program. And I've had some fab group programs with some wonderful people in them who I'm still in touch with, you know, and that's great. But for going forward and for now at this stage in my life and my business, one-to-ones for me. So I kind of know that that eliminates a lot of people who might otherwise have worked with me and might otherwise have joined a group program. So on the one hand, it kind of feels like, you know, some of the decisions we make feel like perhaps they're not the best business decisions, but they are also absolutely the best business decisions because they are the right decisions for you. And it doesn't flipping matter how weird and wonderful and wacky it is. If it feels right to you, you're going to be able to do more of it, which is great. And you're going to be able to sustain it, which is great. And you're going to be able to focus on it because it's what you care about, right? Does that make sense to you? You see how just kind of, being really introspective and just thinking, what do I really want? How do I want it to look? What does it look like now? Is there anything like I want it to look? Yes or no? Okay. And it's with that kind of honesty that you start to make progress. And this is absolutely the kind of stuff that I do with my clients. We spend a lot of kind of talking about how they feel and what they want. And I know a lot of other business coaches will just be, you know, oh, here's a template for that, or you just need to work more, do more. And I'm absolutely not like that. It's no, okay, we probably need to do half what you're doing already, because then it will just be easier and then you can start to scale that because you're actually enjoying it. And it's very, very hard to focus on growing your business when your heart's not in it. And I say this from experience, you know, there's many a time that my business has been hugely successful and I've been miserable. And so I've stopped it all and started doing something else that immediately didn't make as much money, but made me a darn sight happier. And then you grow, yeah? It's much easier to do that. So that's kind of big picture stuff, right? That's your big picture focus. You know, why are you doing it? What made you start? Think back to that day, even if it was 6 months ago or 10 years ago. What did you want to achieve? What matters most to you? What do you want from life tomorrow, a year's time, 10 years time? What do you want your day to look like? And then kind of bring it back to the small details, because that's how you will actually start to make progress here. So what are you doing that you shouldn't be doing? And I use should, you know, in inverted commas here, because what we shouldn't do, who can anyone tell us, who is anyone to tell us what we should and shouldn't be doing, right? But if you are focused on the big picture stuff, what you want, why you started your business, where you want to be, is spending 2 hours creating one Canva graphic, I know you do that, actually gonna kind of get you there? Or would 2 hours be better spent on getting out and meeting some people, or sending a few emails, or starting a few conversations on LinkedIn or something? Do you see what I mean? It's about how you invest your time. And I think there's a fear that if we're not doing what we're told we should be doing, we're never going to succeed. And that's just not true. There are so many people out there who run their businesses in such a kind of, off-piste, left-field kind of way. And it works for them. And they have enormous followings, you know, millions sometimes. But just because they're just them and they just do what feels right to them. And we are really drawn to people who have total authenticity, right? Who are just themselves. And so if you're doing stuff that you kind of feel like you should be doing, but your heart's not in it and it doesn't really achieve much, then it's going to be really hard to sustain and maintain that. My goal is always to work to support people in being truly happy, right? The subtitle of my book, Life in Business, is easy ways to work less, earn more, and embrace true happiness. And for me, that is absolutely what's at the core of business. And it's not, that's not what other people talk about. You know, I couldn't care less how you run your business, as long as it's efficient, it makes you money, and you're happy. That's all that matters to me, right? And I will help you get there in whatever crazy way suits you. But it will always be the simplest and easiest way if we work together. So things that you might be doing, I've already said about, you know, spending hours creating Canva graphics. It doesn't make much difference in the long run of things. It really doesn't. You know, tweaking fonts on your website, I mean, it doesn't matter. It really just doesn't matter. And also, what are you wasting time and money on, right? Energy and money on. So if you're wasting money on things that you've signed up for that you never use, like software, like a group program, you know, that you might be in that you never access. I think we've all been there and done that. I certainly have. Bought courses, never even logged into them. All of that, it wastes money, right? Which is easy to understand. Wastes money, that's money that could be in your pocket and could be profit for the business. And diverts you probably from the thing that you should be focusing on. And it also kind of takes up headspace, right? Because I bought a course probably nearly 18 months ago now, a photography course that I really want to do. But I don't think I'm ever going to do it because 18 months on, I haven't done it. But it's kind of like a thing there in my head that is, it takes up a small bit of space in my head. And it doesn't need to, because I didn't need to buy it, because it's fine. My photography's perfectly all right for what I need to use it for. Do you see what I mean? It's like, it's almost like you're almost the making things harder for yourself by either going down rabbit holes or by doing what you think you should be doing. Now, I'm damn sure that you've downloaded quite a few planners or templates or something like that and never used them. Because they're not right for you. Some things will be right for you and some won't, but I'm sure that half the stuff that you've got, it's not an active thing. It's a kind of passive thing or a template or something that isn't just, you're just never going to use it, yeah? And it doesn't really matter at all. What matters is that you are absolutely focused on, right, you're clear and focused on what it is that you want to achieve, who you want to work with, how much you want to earn, what you want your life to look like, and how you're going to get there. But it's only once you've determined those kind of fundamentals that you can work out how to get there. And as for clients, so I've talked about a bit about what you're spending money on that you needn't be spending money on necessarily and how that can make profit for you. But your clients are obviously the people who bring the money in, right? And I've said about working with the right kind of clients, and that means sometimes saying no to people. And that can be feel quite counterintuitive, because particularly when you're growing your business, you know, when you reach the heights of super celebritydom and you're getting £1 million months and all of this, whatever, then you know, you're a bit more comfortable to say no to people. But actually, if you get used to focusing on the right people for what you want to achieve, what you want your business to look like, what you want your life to look like, then you will just gradually start putting that message out there in your content and what you're sharing and how you're talking, which means that you'll automatically be attracting more of the right people in. But it all starts with you. It all starts with you and inside you and what you want to do. And when you focus like that on the right kind of clients and you understand who the right kind of clients are and what, you know, how you want them to work for you, as well as how you're going to help them, then you can think about how many you want to work with, how much you're going to charge, all that kind of stuff. And you might find that just kind of going through what I've talked about today and maybe do that, download that Stop Scrolling for Answers freebie, like I said, from my website as well, because that will just help you work through this process. You might find that you're already able to stop working a day a week, because sometimes it is just thinking about things differently or deciding focusing on, that being your goal and your objective. And I've had, I don't know, half a dozen people who've said to me that just by reading my book, that they now don't work on Fridays. And it's incredible. It's almost just a kind of a mindset shift sometimes. And it's, so if that is your objective, and I don't know anybody who doesn't have this somewhere in there, you know, what do you want? Well, I want to work less and I want to earn more. Yeah, everybody, like everybody would say yes to that pretty much. But if you focus on that and you take the decision to do that, you can do that. And you just focus on that. And that's what you do. And it's about putting boundaries in place. It's about putting structure in place. It's about being strict on yourself and your clients, and kind of having now those parameters in place. And then it's just about going out there and doing your do, but not being busy doing your do. Yes. So right at the start, I said that, you know, you might feel like you're doing the do, but you're not getting anywhere. You're not earning enough. You're working too hard, all of these things. But by going back to the basics of business and just thinking, do you know what? What is it that I really want? What the bloody hell am I doing here? Why am I here? What do I want to achieve? That's how you'll make the progress that you want, because that's how you'll focus on what you want. And when you've written what you want on a post-it note and stuck it on the wall, or you've created a fancy vision board, or whatever it is that, you know, cut things out of magazines, whatever it is that keeps this stuff in your head, you know, you can ask yourself with every action that you do, is this going to get me there? Is this me focusing on where I want to be? And it's not a case of being so blinkered that you don't see other opportunities for something interesting or something fun to come your way. It's that you just know which way it is that you want to go and which way it is that you want to turn. And that's really, really powerful, because it just eliminates all the other shit from your day. Trust me on this. It is. This is one of the most powerful exercises that you can do, for sure. So be honest with yourself, and you do not need to share any of this with anybody at all, but be honest with yourself. Be selfish, right? It's your business. So what you want is what matters the most, and be structured and give yourself that kind of grace of structure in order to be able to carry out and achieve what it is that you want in life. So I'm always here to support you. You know that. And I love the messages I get from you on Instagram. Some of them really make me chuckle, and some of them are so heartfelt and kind of intimate, I suppose, that it's just wonderful that you choose to share with me. So thank you. So I'm at Libby Langley on Instagram. Do share. Tell me what your focus is, and let me see how I can help you with it. So thank you for joining me today. It's been a pleasure. I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.